The northern Afghan city of Talakan fell to the Northern Alliance on Sunday. It's a provincial capital, about 150 miles east of Mazar-i-Sharif. Time magazine correspondent Terry McCarthy entered Talakan with the Northern Alliance. He says the situation there is a little different from other cities in the north because Talakan was the capital of the Northern Alliance until about 18 months ago.
It's kind of a sense of returning to normal here. There haven't been the scenes of looting or shooting that we've seen in Mazar-i-Sharif and to a certain extent in Kabul. There is also a sense of relief here. When we walked around the bazaar today, we saw, interestingly, people queuing up around this music stall. They were playing music and on these speakers, and of course the Taliban didn't allow that. And there is a battle going on about 25, 30 miles to the west of here for the city of Kunduz. And that does give things a sense of there is an edge here because there are a lot of soldiers coming through Talakan to this Kunduz battle. It could be quite a big battle because Kunduz is the last city holding out in the north for the Taliban.
Terry, for the past several weeks, we've been hearing official Pentagon accounts of the aerial bombardment of Afghanistan. We've heard criticisms from some people here who say it hasn't been sufficient. We've heard criticisms from Afghans saying that civilians have been the victims of this. As you came into Talakan, what could you see about what the bombing had done?
Well, I think what happened up here, this is not a very densely populated area. We're not talking about Kabul or Kandahar up here. And most of the bombing in this part of Afghanistan was done on Taliban front lines, which typically are trenches running through fairly deserted parts of the countryside. So there was very little complaining here by the locals that civilians had been hit. On the contrary, gun emplacements and tank emplacements of the Taliban in these trenches were being taken out by these bombs, and that's what enabled the Northern Alliance to push forward.
But you have seen the wreckage of positions of the Taliban that were targets of the bombing?
Yeah, we actually saw the bombing going on. In fact, on Saturday, we were up on one ridge as it was being attacked by the Taliban, and at the same time, the U.S. fighter bombers were coming in and taking out individual positions. And there were U.S. special forces just about 300 yards to our right. We couldn't see them, but we knew they were there because the general told us and because we could hear their radio call sign, which, interestingly, was Nasrat, which means freedom in Persian. And then when the Northern Alliance actually reached the Taliban trenches in this assault, they then called back to their general to tell the Americans not to bomb anymore because they didn't want U.S. bombs to fall on their own troops.
Will the same approach be equally effective, do you think, against Taliban forces that are now retreating and not dug in? That is, if they were to head for the hills, would it be still possible to have that same kind of air and land assault on them?
Well, I think you're into a very different scenario now in the south. You know, the Northern Alliance's sphere of influence doesn't go beyond Kabul, really. There, you're into Pashtun territory there, so there's no obvious land force that the U.S. can rely on. At the same time, there are no trench lines. You know, it was quite easy for the U.S. to scope out these trench lines up here because they've been there for years and they're very easily seen from the air. Now, what I think we're going to see is that the Taliban, the remainders of the Taliban, are going to be up in these hills, and there will be no obvious target. So you're into a very different type of hunt and pursuit.
I would assume that an Afghan city like Talakan has seen one army enter and another army leave, or one militia enter and another militia leave, many times in the lifetime of the people you're talking to there. Do you get any sense from them that they think this is any different from the last time one force had to leave Talakan and another force entered?
Well, it's certainly true that people up here have seen a lot of warfare. War has been going on here for a quarter of a century almost. And there is a hope now that some more lasting government can be set up. I think people are looking a lot to the Americans and to the United Nations. They talk a lot about the king coming back for some more stable type of government. Whether or not that happens, of course, is a question for the future.
Well, Terry McCarthy, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Great talking to you.
Terry McCarthy of Time magazine talking to us from Talakan in Afghanistan.